This is Psalm 90a.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in generations all. Before thou ever hadst brought forth the mountains great or small, ere ever thou hast formed the earth and all the world abroad, in thou from everlasting art to everlasting God. And yet thou to destruction dost man that is mortal turn. Thou unto them dost say again, ye sons of men, return. Because a thousand years appear no more before thy sight, than yesterday when it is past, or then a watch by night. As with an overflowing flood thou sweepest them away, they are as sleep and as the grass that grows at morn are they. At morn it flourishes and grows, cut down at eve doth fade. For by thine anger we're consumed, thy wrath makes us afraid. All our iniquities thou dost before thy presence place, and set our secret faults before the brightness of thy face. For in thine anger all our days pass onward to an end. And as a tale that has been told, so all our years we spend. 70 are the sum of all the days we see. Or if by reason of more strength, in some fourscore they be. Their pride is grief and vanity, soon gone we've flown away. Who knows the power of all thy wrath, and fears thy fury sway? O teach thou us to think upon and number all our days, that we may bring to thee a heart confirmed in wisdom's ways.
This is Psalm 90b.
Turn yet again to us, O Lord. How long thus shall it be? Let it repent thee now for those that servants are to thee. Each morning with thy kindly grace, us early satisfy, that we may shout for joy and sing as all our days pass by. According as the days have been, wherein we grief have had, the years wherein we ill have seen, now do thou make us glad. Thy work unto thy servants done, again make them to see, and let thy majesty and power upon their children be. So let the beauty of the Lord, our God, upon us rest. Our handy works establish thou, our work by thee be blessed.
This is Psalm 90C.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth, from years which no beginning had, to years unending, thou art God. Thou turnest man to dust again, and sayest, return, ye sons of men. As yesterday when past appears, so are to thee a thousand years. They like a day are in thy sight, yes, like a passing watch by night. Thou with a flood hast swept men on, they like a sleep are quickly gone. They are like grass which grows each morn, its blades of green the fields adorn. At morn it sprouts and blossoms rise, at eve cut down it withered lies. For by thine anger we're consumed, and by thy wrath to terror doomed. Our sins thou in thy sight dost place, our secret faults before thy face. So in thy wrath our days we end, and like a sigh our years we spend. For some life's years are 70, perhaps the strong may 80 see. Their best involves but toil and woe, all quickly ends, how soon we go. Who has thine anger understood? Who fears thy fury as he should? O teach thou us to count our days, and set our hearts on wisdom's ways. How long, O Lord, return, repent, and toward thy servants now relent? Each morning fill us with thy grace. We'll sing for joy through all our days. According to the days we spent beneath affliction thou hast sent, and all the years we evil knew, now make us glad, our joy renew. Thy work in all thy servants show, thy glory on their sons bestow. On us let there be shed abroad the beauty of the Lord our God. Our handiwork upon us be established evermore by thee. Yes, let our handiwork now be established evermore by thee.
This is Psalm 90D.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth, from years which no beginning had, to years unending thou art God. Thou turnest man to dust again, and sayest, return ye sons of men. As yesterday when past appears, so are to thee a thousand years. They like a day are in thy sight, yes, like a passing watch by night. Thou with the flood hast swept men on, they like a sleep are quickly gone. They are like grass which grows each morn, its blades of green the fields adorn. At morn it sprouts and blossoms rise, at eve cut down it withered lies. For by thine anger we're consumed, and by thy wrath to terror doomed. Our sins thou in thy sight dost place, our secret faults before thy face. So in thy wrath our days we end, and like a sigh our years we spend. For some life's years are 70, perhaps the strong may 80 see. Their best involves but toil and woe, all quickly ends, how soon we go. Who has thine anger understood? Who fears thy fury as he should? Oh, teach thou us to count our days, and set our hearts on wisdom's ways. How long, O Lord, return, repent, and toward thy servants now relent. Each morning fill us with thy grace, we'll sing for joy through all our days. According to the days we spent, beneath affliction thou hast sent. And all the years we evil knew, now make us glad, our joy renew. Thy work in all thy servants show, thy glory on their sons bestow. On us let there be shed abroad the beauty of the Lord our God. Our handiwork upon us be established evermore by thee. Yes, let our handiwork now be established evermore by thee.
This is Psalm 91A.
Who with God Most High finds shelter in the Almighty shadow hides. To the Lord I'll say my refuge, in my God my trust abides. From the fowler's snare he'll save you, from the deadly pestilence. Cover you with outspread pinions, make his wings your confidence. God's own truth your shield and buckler, you will fear no ill by night, nor the shafts in daylight flying, nor disease that shuns the light, nor the plague that wastes at noonday. At your side 10,000 fall, you will only see this judgment which rewards the wicked all. You have made the Lord your refuge, God Most High your dwelling place. Nothing evil shall befall you, in your tent no scourge you'll face. He will angels charge to keep you, guard you well in all your ways. In their hands they will uphold you, lest your foot a stone should graze. You shall trample serpents, lions, tread on all your deadly foes. For his love to me, I'll save him, keep him, for my name he knows. When he calls me, I will answer, save and honor him will I. I will show him my salvation, with long life will satisfy.
This is Psalm 91b.
The man allowed to occupy the secret place of God Most High shall with Almighty God abide, and in his shadow safely hide. I therefore of the Lord will say, he is my refuge and my stay, my citadel of strength is he, my God, in whom my trust shall be. For he shall with his watchful care preserve thee from the fowler's snare. Yes, he shall be thy sure defense against the deadly pestilence. His outspread pinion shall thee hide, beneath his wings shalt thou confide. His faithfulness shall ever be a shield and buckler unto thee.
This is Psalm 91c.
No nightly terror shall alarm, no deadly shaft by day shall harm, nor pestilence that walks by night, nor plagues that waste in noonday light. At thy right hand 10,000 fall, no harm shall come to thee at all. Thou only with thine eyes shall see what wicked men's reward shall be. Because thy home is God Most High, the Lord who is my refuge nigh, no evil shall on thee be sent, nor any plague come nigh thy tent.
This is Psalm 91D.
Because his angels he commands to bear thee safely in their hands, to guard thy ways, lest left alone thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread down the lion's wrath, and crush the adder in thy path. On lions young, on serpents dread, thy trampling feet unharmed shall tread. Because he set his love on me, from danger I will set him free. Because to him my name is known, on high I'll set him as my own. As oft as he shall call to me, most gracious shall my answer be. I will be with him in distress, and in his troubles I will bless. Yes, great salvation give will I, with length of life will satisfy. On him I honor will bestow, to him my full salvation show.
This is Psalm 92A.
To render thanks to thee, O Lord, it is a comely thing. And to thy name, O thou Most High, do praise aloud to sing. Thy loving kindness to show forth, when shines the morning light, and to declare thy faithfulness with pleasure every night. Upon a 10-stringed instrument and on a psaltery, upon the harp with solemn sound, with grave sweet melody. For thou, Jehovah, by thy words hast gladness to me brought, and I will triumph in the works which by thy hands are wrought. How great, Jehovah, are thy works, how deep thine every thought. Unthinking man does not know this, and fools acknowledge not that wicked men spring up like grass, as blossoms sinners start, to be destroyed forevermore. But Lord, thou ever art.
This is Psalm 92b.
Thy foes, O Lord, thy foes will die, all sinners scattered be. But thou, my horned ox, like hast raised, with oil anointed me. My eyes shall look exultantly on all my deadly foes. My ears shall hear of wicked men, those who against me rose. But like the palm tree flourishing shall be the righteous ones. They shall like to the cedar grow that is in Lebanon. Those that within Jehovah's house are planted by his grace, they shall grow up and flourish all in our God's holy place. And in old age, when others fade, their boughs with fruit shall bend. They shall be green and flourishing, their life in vigor end, to show that upright is the Lord. He is a rock to me, and he from all unrighteousness is altogether free.
This is Psalm 92c.
It's good to thank the Lord, to praise your name most high, to show your love at dawn, your faithfulness all night. The 10-stringed lyre, with sweet voice, lute, and rippling harp, your praise inspire. Your deeds, Lord, make me glad. I'll joy in what you've done. How great your doings, Lord, how deep your thoughts, each one. Fools won't be shown. The stupid can't accept this truth to him unknown. Though sinners grow like weeds, ill-doers blossom may. They're doomed to be destroyed, you, Lord, exalted stay. Lord, your foes fall. See how your foes, vain evil men, are scattered all. You've raised like ox my horn, poured fresh oil on my head. You've made me see the spies and hear what plotters said. Like thriving palm, the righteous grows like cedars tall on Lebanon. Those planted by the Lord shall in God's courts be seen. When old, they'll still bear fruit and flourish fresh and green. And loud proclaim, proclaim. How upright is the Lord, my rock, no wrong in him.
This is Psalm 93a.
Jehovah reigns, he's clothed with majesty, most bright. Jehovah is arrayed with strength, he guards himself with might. Established is the world, its steadfast place to hold. And thou from everlasting art, thy throne is fixed of old. The floods, O Lord, lift up, the floods lift up their voice. The floods are lifting up their waves, they make a mighty noise. But yet the Lord on high, more mighty far is he, than is the thunder of the waves, or breakers of the sea. Thy testimonies all, in faithfulness excel, and holiness forever, Lord, thine house become.